Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, it's Friday, time for a bonus. And today we're going to take a look at something that I think is extremely important. And from what I can tell, I don't have any data to back this up, but just from what I can tell from being on the planet for 50 years, often overlooked. I'm talking here about motivations. What really drives us? Why do we actually do what we do? How often do you take time to look at that? In my limited experience nosing around in my own motivations, it's awfully humbling, I'm not going to lie. But if you don't look, that's even more problematic, because then you're driven blindly, often by your worst angels. And the good news here is that it really does appear that you can rewire your motivations. And that's what we're going to do today in this meditation with Jess Morey. I should say this is part of a special series that, if you've been following along, you know we've been doing in partnership with a TV show called Ted Lasso, which is from Apple TV Plus. Season 2 launched a few weeks ago. New episodes drop every Friday, just like these bonus meditations. I like the show a lot. It's very funny and actually quite moving and instructive in moments. My team loves it. And so when we heard from Apple that they wanted to do a partnership, we leapt at the opportunity. I won't say too much here about the show because you may have heard me blather on about this a little bit, but it stars Jason Sudeikis as a guy named Ted Lasso, who's an American football coach who goes over to the UK to coach a soccer team, despite the fact that he has no experience. And the way he's able to achieve some modicum of success is that he's a really good guy. Watch the show, you'll see. The point is that we can all learn, whether we watch Ted Lasso or not, we can all learn to be kinder to ourselves and others. And that is what this series of guided meditations is all about. Which brings me back to the subject of motivations. Our teacher du jour is Jess Morey. You may have heard her on this show before. She's been meditating for nearly 30 years. She's also the founder of Inward Bound Mindfulness Education, which is an incredible nonprofit that teaches mindfulness and compassion to young people. Oh, and she also teaches on the 10% Happier app. So here she is with today's meditation. Over to Jess.
Good morning. I'm Jess. And I like to start my day fresh with a short meditation, reflecting on the day ahead, and particularly on how I want to show up with wise, kind action. So if you're still in bed, that's great. If you're already up, find a comfortable seated position. And in either case, allow yourself to feel relaxed, but also alert. And see if you can simply greet your body and mind this morning without any agenda. Notice how you're feeling physically. How's your body this morning? How's your energy? Do you feel tired, alert, well rested? You can scan through your body and notice any sensations. Are you feeling happy, anxious, excited? Whatever it is, just noticing with curiosity. And with your attention settled in your body, we're going to take some time to reflect on how you want to show up today. In your relationships, at work, for yourself. There are a few traditional and possibly even universal wise actions that I like to start my day reflecting on and committing to. The first is about taking care of and protecting life, everything that is alive. So this could mean anything from remembering to water your plants, to choosing not to kill a mosquito or a spider, to being kind to your neighbor or family member, a pet. With this in mind, What does protecting or caring for life mean to you? Keeping some attention in your body, feeling the movement of your breath, the ease of your body being relaxed and alert as you explore this reflection. How might you reduce harm in your world today? How does it feel in your body to reflect on and commit to reducing harm and caring for life? The second reflection and commitment is to generosity. What does generosity mean to you? What does it feel like? Generosity can be anything from listening attentively to someone, to paying for a stranger's coffee, giving money or clothing to someone in need. How might you practice generosity today? Is there anyone in your life that you'd like to practice being more generous with? And now again, let the thinking go. Bring your attention back into the feeling in your body, feeling your breath. As this practice comes to a close, take a moment to hold yourself with kindness and patience. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and orient to the room around you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Jess. We'll be back here on Monday for a brand new episode. We're going to talk about the science of friendship, another often overlooked skill. Friendship, friendliness, I don't think given a ton of importance in our culture. And yet, the science really seems to strongly suggest that the quality of your relationships, including your friendships, will in large measure dictate the quality of your life. So we're going to talk about that with a great researcher named Robin Dunbar on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.